Good morning. This is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 23rd. And there's this morning, overnight EBOT prices were December corn down 14 cents at 674 and a quarter, December wheat down 18 and three quarter cents at 892, and November beans down 18 and a half cents at 1438 and a half. Big pressure overnight as crude oil is now down $3.80 a barrel. It's sub $80 a barrel, trading at $79.68 right now. It's down $3.80. The Dow Jones looks to open 300 lower, the S&P 40 points lower. We made a new contract low in the bonds, but we've since rallied. We rallied almost 2 points off those lows. Bonds are now higher on the day. But the dollar made a new contract high up to 112.10. It's now 70 ticks higher at 111.80. So all this, the crude oil, that's the lowest price we've seen in the crude since February 18th. These are the lowest prices we've seen in the bonds since August of 2011. The dollar, like I said, made new contract highs. So, you know, certainly the interest rate announcement on Wednesday is still having a lot of effect on these markets. We see people coming out of stocks into bonds. And, you know, I think that's, we're seeing the world come for the dollar. So I think that's what's happening here. Money tends to move to the highest interest rates. And for the time being, we're the one high interest rate out of a, you know, a developed country out here. So that's what I'm seeing. It's really about the outside markets. You know, once again, you know, Putin makes his comments, the wheat rallies. Looks like he sold it again. The wheat's, you know, down another 20 cents here today. I think Putin is just going to continue to play this game as long as he can get away with it. But, you know, we've had these shock openings where we open sharply lower and then somehow, you know, somebody steps in and defends their positions. The funds are long 220,000 contracts of corn. They're long 130,000 contracts of beans. So they're going to try to defend it here on the opening. We'll see if they can do it. But if the Dow takes another hard break here today, 400 or 500 points, I just don't see the grains holding up. The weather looks improved. They're getting some rains in Kansas, a few drops in Nebraska, and things certainly look better. We know that Argentina has till the end of the month Argentinian farmers to take advantage of that peso deal. They're getting 200 pesos to the dollar through the end of the month, and we've seen strong Argentinian selling because of it, and I think the Chinese are just scooping up those beans, which really brings into question what kind of exports we're going to have in October, November, December. And with the dollar so high, I think it just really adds to the problem out here. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.